Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 13, Scene 4. Even I could not check its mystic power. One day, when Krishna, along with Balaram, was maintaining the calves in the forest, they saw some cows grazing on the top of Govardhan Hill. The cows could see down into the valley where the calves were being taken care of by the boys. Suddenly, on sighting their calves, the cows began to run towards them. They leaped downhill with joined front and rear legs. The cows were so melted with affection for their calves that they did not care about the rough path from the top of Govardhan Hill down to the pasturing grounds. They began to approach the calves with their milk bags full of milk, and they raised their tails upwards. When they were coming down the hill, their milk bags were pouring milk upon the ground out of intense maternal affection for their calves, although these were not their own calves. These cows had their own calves, and the calves that were grazing beneath Govardhan Hill were larger. They were not expected to drink milk directly from the milk bag, but were satisfied with the grass. And yet, all the cows came immediately and began to lick their bodies, and the calves also began to suck milk from the milk bags. There appeared to be a great bondage of affection between the cows and the calves. When the cows were running down from the top of Govardhan Hill, the men who were taking care of them tried to stop them. Elderly cows are taken care of by the men, and calves are taken care of by the boys. And as far as possible, the calves are kept separate from the cows, so that the calves do not drink all the available milk. Therefore, the men who were taking care of the cows on the top of Govardhan Hill tried to stop them, but they failed. Being baffled by their failure, they were feeling ashamed and angry. They were very unhappy, but when they came down and saw their children taking care of the calves, they all of a sudden became very affectionate towards the children. It was very astonishing. Although the men came down disappointed, baffled, and angry, as soon as they saw their own children, their hearts melted with great affection. At once their anger, dissatisfaction, and unhappiness disappeared. They then began to show paternal love for the children, and with great affection lifted them in their arms and embraced them. They also began to smell the heads of their children and enjoy their company with great happiness. After embracing their children, the men once again took the cows back to the top of Govardhan Hill. Along the way, they began to think of their children, and affectionate tears fell from their eyes. When Balaram saw this extraordinary exchange of affection between the cows and their calves, and between the fathers and their children, when neither the calves nor the children needed so much care, Balaram began to wonder why this extraordinary thing was happening. He was astonished to see all the residents of Vrindavana so affectionate for their own children, exactly as they had been for Krishna. Similarly, the cows had grown affectionate for their calves as much as for Krishna. Balaram therefore concluded that the extraordinary show of affection was something mystical, either being performed by the demigods or by some powerful man. Otherwise, how could this wonderful change take place? Balaram then concluded that this mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered to be his worshipful personality of Godhead. Balaram thus thought, this was arranged by Krishna, and even I could not check its mystic power. Thus, Balaram understood that all these boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna. Balaram then inquired from Krishna about the actual situation. My dear Krishna, in the beginning, I thought that all these cows, calves, and cowherder boys were either great sages and saintly persons or demigods. But at the present, it appears that they are actually your expansions. They are all you. You yourself are playing as the calves, cows, and boys. So, what is the mystery of this situation? Where have those other calves and cows and boys gone to? And why are you expanding yourself as the cows, calves, and boys? Will you kindly tell me what is the cause? And so, at the request of Balaram, Krishna briefly explained the whole situation, how the calves and boys were stolen by Lord Brahma, and how Krishna himself was concealing the entire incident by expanding himself, so that the people of Vrindavan would not know that the original cows, calves, and boys were missing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.